الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير وليس ذلك لأحد إلا لمؤمن إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام علماء الكرام most respected elders and brothers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that supreme being who controls the seven heavens and the earth That being who has created every single entity, be they such that we can see them, or such that is beyond our sight. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is beyond the understanding of man. This brain which Allah ta'ala has granted us, we call it a God-given bounty. It is something marvelous. But at the end of the day, it is a created being, it is created entity. And it has got its limitations. Hence it can be said that where the brain ends, way beyond that is the great secrets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence we are advised by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that tafakkaru fi khalqillah وَلَا تَفَكَّرُوا فِي اللَّهِ That when you want to ponder and when you think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then understand Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by pondering over the creation of Allah ta'ala. Do not ponder over Allah Himself. Ulama ikram explain that Allah ta'ala is beyond our understanding. Allah Ta'ala is way beyond the understanding of man. It can be understood this way. That the brain of man has got limitations. It's like the example of a person who takes a scale that the jeweler uses to weigh the fine ounces and grams of gold and silver. Those scales are so sensitive that sometimes if a person breathes, it picks up some form of weight. Now if a person has to take that scale and go to the Kruger National Park and address the elephants and, oh elephant, I would like to weigh you to see whether we need to put you on a diet or not. So if that elephant has to just place its trunk on that scale, that will be the end of that scale. Why? The scale doesn't have the capacity to measure and to weigh the huge size of that elephant. In the same manner, the brain of man is limited. It is a created entity. And Allah Ta'ala is that being that is unlimited. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is told in the Quran Sharif, قُلْ لَا أَقُولُ لَكُمْ عِنْدِي خَزَائِنُ اللَّهِ وَلَا أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ That Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is advised to mention to the Sahaba-i-Kiram, the ummah thereafter, that I am a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have my limitations. I have my limitations. I have been created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is the one who controls the treasures of the heavens and the earth. Allah ta'ala is the knower of the unseen. And I do not claim to have that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. I am a mortal. Yes, the greatest after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ba'das buzruk tuhi qissa mukhtasar. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatest is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So therefore, respected elders and brothers, why I am mentioning this as an introduction to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to understand the might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and similarly, to understand the great hikmah and wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is beyond us. Therefore, in this world is being run by Allah ta'ala. And everything that happens in this world is by the hukam and the decree and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we as believers, we say we are Muslimin. And Muslim comes from Islam and Muslim comes from al-istislam. One who submits himself. We claim we are Muslims. Those who submit to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, in this understanding, there is a cure for sadness. There is a cure for depression. There is a cure for hopelessness, for helplessness. We find that after this wave, alhamdulillah, we find that the numbers are decreasing. May Allah ta'ala completely eradicate and eliminate this. How many people have been affected? How many people are in hospitals? Just yesterday, one brother sent a message. Make special dua on oxygen, this, that, we know how it goes. And how many people have left this world? And those people who got sick, what was their condition? People say, we've never experienced anything like this. Such pain, such weakness. However, a Muslim, he never loses hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is so beautiful. He says, عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. How wonderful is the matter of a believer. How wonderful it is. إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٌ. That everything that happens in the life of the believer, there is some goodness in it. وَلَيْسَ ذَلِكَ لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا لِمُؤْمِنٍ. And this speciality is for none other than the believer, than the mu'min. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if some prosperity comes by his way, some happiness comes in his path, shakshaka. He expresses his gratefulness and his gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, this gratitude and gratefulness is not only lip service. Today we say we make shukr to Allah ta'ala. But the question is, are we really making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The gratitude for any bounty which Allah has granted you is to use that bounty in a manner which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, if Allah ta'ala gave you good health, and if you can say, alhamdulillah, this pandemic came my way, and I came into contact with so many individuals, and I wore the mask, and I took the vaccine, alhamdulillah, I didn't get sick, or my symptoms were very mild. Now, shukr for that bounty, for the fact that you didn't go on oxygen, for the fact that you didn't end up in the hospital, shukr for that bounty is to use that bounty of health, to use your health in fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ. That appreciate five bounties before they are snatched away. And one of those bounties is صِحَّتِك. Your health before sickness comes. That when Allah ta'ala has given you good health, how are you using that health? Are you using that health to go to the discos, the cinemas, the clubs, the theaters? Or are you using that health to go to the masjid, to assist the poor, to assist the needy, to assist in social welfare work? If you are using your health in accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in fulfilling the rights of the neighbor, the wife, the family members, and then we can say that this individual is appreciating this bounty of good health. If the person uses his wealth in haram ways. He is gambling his wealth away. He is spending his wealth on those things which will bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we will say he is not appreciating this bounty of wealth. And on the contrary, if the person uses his wealth on his family, on the neighbors, on his relatives, in assisting the poor, the needy, in the masajid, the madaris, the works of deen, in social and welfare, he is using his wealth in those lines, we can say that this person is appreciating this bounty of wealth. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to appreciate every bounty that he has blessed us with. Ask those people, respected elders and brothers. One brother mentioned to me, Morana, I was on the ventilator, off and on the ventilator for a few months. Now, unfortunately, the lungs too have collapsed, so he still has to be on oxygen all the time. Ask them now how they appreciate health and life. You got a second chance. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, Allah Ta'ala has blessed us. That a true mu'min, Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said, how wonderful is the affair of a Muslim, that if some goodness comes his way, some prosperity comes his way, he makes shukr over that bounty. He uses that bounty in accordance to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ ضَرَّا. And in some adversity comes his way, some difficulty comes his way, there is a challenging situation that comes his way, sabr. He exercises patience. He is patient. And what is patience, respected elders and brothers? We don't complain about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You find sometimes the person makes a statement, or he thinks these thoughts, and he allows these thoughts to come on the lips. Of course, we need to clarify that we are not completely controlled of all our thoughts. Once one sahabi came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Ya Rasulullah, such thoughts cross my mind that I sometimes feel that it's better I don't live any longer. Such filthy and evil thoughts. So we must understand that shaitan is a individual who makes waswasa. He whispers into the mind. Inna shaitana yajri min al insani majra dam. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said, shaitan runs through the vessels just like how blood runs through the body, just like how the blood runs through the body. So shaitan will whisper these funny thoughts. You know, is there Allah? Or what kind of an Allah it is who allows so many Muslims to die? Or as in one occasion when there was one war taking place in one of the Muslim countries, so a lot of the university students came forward and said that, you know what, we have denounced our Islam because if Allah was merciful, then why would He allow so many Muslims to die? So if that was the case, respected elders and brothers, then the answer to that would be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave those Muslimin who died in this manner the maqam of shahadah. We are going to live in this world for a period of time. Everyone has to die. And Allah Ta'ala, this world is a place, and it's a place of challenges. It's a place of hardship. It's a place of misery. It's a place of frustration. It's a place of disappointments. It's a place of disloyalty. How often you hear, Marana, I trusted this person. I trusted this person and he did me down. One businessman said, Marana, this person worked for us 35 years. And accidentally we installed the camera in the office. It wasn't even meant to be installed. Accidentally it was installed in the office only to discover that this person who was handling the cash was stealing. 35 years. This world is a place of disloyalty. So Allah Ta'ala sometimes grants a believer the opportunity to escape this place of difficulty. And he achieves his objective in this world. But Allah Ta'ala grants him the maqam of shahada. Nabi Kareem Sa'asim said in Hadith Sharif that that person who passes away in a pandemic, he passes away as a martyr. And a shaheed, what is the condition of a shaheed? Allahu Akbar, his sins are forgiven. This person may have committed many sins in his life, and perhaps some. That's why we must never judge others, respected Allah. Sometimes you find the person we're judging him. Allahu Akbar. We do not know what is his connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As one poet says, that hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, waha dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. And another poet says, aise kaise, aise waise kaise kaise hoge, aur kaise kaise aise waise hoge. Which means, that in this world, the first poem, in this world we can live like this or we can live like that. The person can be called a Maulana or Mufti or Sheikh, but Allah protect, if that person in the last stages of his life or her life makes a mistake or utters a statement because of which Allah Ta'ala becomes angry, that iman can be snatched away. And on the contrary, a person, we had one incident in the life of the late Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, where a student in his madrasa, a young girl, her grandmother was in the hospital and she was very, very ill. So she was attending to her grandmother. Many years ago this was. And adjacent to the grandmother was a elderly, in a 70-year-old white lady that was adjacent. And every day she would speak to her grandmother, "Don't worry, Allah is with you. Allah is protecting you." So this woman said that, "You are mentioning about your God, speak to me about your religion." So she started explaining to her about Islam. And after a few days, she says, "Listen, I want to become a Muslim." So she immediately contacted Maulana. "Maulana, what must I do? How must I make her accept Islam?" Maulana advised her. This woman recited the Shahada. 4 hours after reciting the Shahada, she passed away. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the hadith, "Al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qablahu," that when a person accepts Islam, every sin that the person may have committed, every wrong is completely obliterated and wiped away. Imagine 70 years of a life in disobedience. 70 years in a life far away from the masjid. She didn't perform one salah. She didn't go for hajj. But Allah Ta'ala, in the last few hours of her life, we don't know what action, what tamanna came in her heart, what action she did which was beloved in the sight of Allah, that Allah blessed her with the iman 4 hours before she departed from this world. That is why he says, "Aise waise kaise kaise hoge." There were people who were far away from deen, people who you look down upon, but Allah loved something in their hearts. Or wo kaise kaise hoge, they became the beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu anhu set out with the intention of assassinating Janabe Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today he rests beside Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Rawdah Mubarak of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. Or kaise kaise waise hoge. And there were people who were regarded as very great individuals in society. People looked up to them. But in the last few moments of their life, something happened and iman was snatched away from this person. That is why one great wali of Allah, he says, I just can't allow myself to be proud and arrogant. He says, because always there's something eating me up from inside that I don't know what will be my condition at the time of my death. How can I be proud and arrogant? How can I be proud or arrogant? People are calling you, so and so, you are such a wali or great person that you help so many people in your society. Just say to yourself that the only time I can really rejoice is when my last few moments of my life I live in a condition that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why never judge anyone else. So therefore, making sabr, that when any calamity comes to the individual, we do not utter any statement that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because again, as we mentioned in the introduction, the wisdom of Allah ta'ala is beyond our understanding. So these individuals who passed away in this war, Allah perhaps loved some action of theirs, that Allah ta'ala granted them quick escape from this world and gave them the maqam of shahada. They didn't lose out. In fact, that war and that dying in the pandemic was a mercy in disguise. It was a mercy in disguise. It was a rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, those who are behind will be crying. They will be feeling the pain. But for that individual, Allah ta'ala gave him such a great maqam, such a high stage. I recall once in Masjid al-Nur, I was performing the Jum'ah Salah. In the life of Hazrat Mu'ayyinus Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Hazrat gave the bayan, I performed the Jum'ah Salah. And after the Jum'ah Salah, there was a commotion. People were calling, is there a doctor around? And one of the musallis, and a very, mashallah, vibrant, jovial, humorous person, wonderful personality he had, he passed away in the position of sajda. So this is, what a wonderful death, what an enviable death. Yes, those who are around will feel the pain. But in the verses of the Quran Sharif, the Quran is a cure from every difficulty. The person has to ponder, Inna lillah. We all belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And we are all going to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great sheikh gave a beautiful example. He said that, you know, imagine a little cupboard that you have. You've got a shelf on top and a shelf below. You've got some cutlery on the top and some cutlery at the bottom. Some cups and saucers. So the owner takes one set of cup and saucer and he moves it to the bottom shelf. And he gives the example. He says, imagine if those cups could speak, the ones on the top shelf. They will say that we are feeling the pain of separation. We got used to each other. We had some company. Now you took this cup away. The first answer that the master will give is that, you know, this entire cupboard belongs to me. And the cups belong to me. And I have every right to move the cup where I wish to move it. I am the Malik, I am the master, I am the owner. But then the master says, but hold on. Soon you will also go down to the bottom shelf. You will stay for a little longer, but soon you will also go down to the bottom shelf where you will reunite with that person who you are feeling the pain of separation. Soon that pain of separation will be over. In the same way, that person who is beloved to us, whether it is the parents, whether it is the children. Just last night I met a brother, he says, Morana, my son, COVID-19, recovered. And then suddenly, after a few months, post-COVID, and he passed away. And you could feel, you could sense that pain. So for a believer, Allah has given us this cure. Yes, there will be that pain. And when you exercise patience over that pain, Allah rewards you over that. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in Hadith Sharif that a believer is so fortunate that even if a thorn pricks him and he exercises patience, Allah will reward him for that sabr that he exercised. In fact, in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. You will find that a person, in the Quran Sharif it is mentioned, مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالِهَا. You do one good deed, Allah multiplies it 10 times. You recite the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala gives you a certain reward. But when it comes to patience, Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif that those who are patient, Allah Ta'ala gives them a reward without any accountability. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ. Allah Ta'ala's rewards are unlimited for that person who exercises sabr and he is patient. And respected elders and brothers, the reality is that this world is temporary. Everything is temporary. Pain also is temporary. Happiness also is temporary. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His hikmah and wisdom, sometimes a person is so engrossed in this world and suddenly a calamity afflicts this family and that becomes the turning point in the life of that family. It becomes the turning point. We cannot understand the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, respected elders and brothers, the cure for a believer when it comes to these kinds of calamities is to resign our will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was one great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, he made the statement, he said that this entire world is running in accordance to my will and my wish. So people made the statement and people started saying that you are making a statement which is dangerous. It's a statement which is in the boundaries of disbelief. Are you claiming to be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He said, no, let me explain what I'm saying. He says, you see, I have resigned my will to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, I'm happy with whatever decision Allah ta'ala takes. Allah is the one who's controlling this world. And I am pleased with the decisions of Allah. I am happy that Allah is controlling the world. You find a person is sitting in a vehicle and if you have trust in the driver, that this driver is a good driver, he's got so many years of experience, everyone in the vehicle feels comfortable. We feel at ease. That look, this person knows what he's doing. And even perhaps if it's a very challenging situation, it's raining very heavily and the car is sliding, but we can see the person is controlling it. He's getting through. Yes, we are afraid, but we have this comfort and this confidence that the person who's controlling the vehicle, he's experienced, he knows what he's doing. Allah is controlling the world. Is there anyone more experienced than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is there anyone that we should be more confident in than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hence a believer should be confident in the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be pleased in the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our late Mu'ayyid Sahib rahmatullah used to give a beautiful example. He used to say that imagine a person, a student goes into the examination room and the script is presented to him. When he looks at the script, he becomes overwhelmed. That how am I going to write this paper? When suddenly the examiner walks in and says, don't worry, don't stress. You put your hand in my hand and I will assist you to write this paper. He says in the same way, when Allah Ta'ala sends a trial and tribulation and difficulty in the life of any believer, and he resigns himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he trusts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will see that Allah Ta'ala will help you through that difficulty. Allah will find a way. Allah will assist you. And how people say, Morana, I don't know where the community came. One person said, Morana, the father passed away. He said, I had to do nothing at the janazah. The entire community came. The food came. Everything came. People came. The support came. The motivation came. Another student of ours, during the unrest, the entire home was destroyed. Business was looted. They were completely in a difficult situation. The other day he came, he said, Morana, you won't believe it, how Allah Ta'ala has sent. People are coming forward, people are assisting. I said, you see, Allah Ta'ala tests you, but Allah Ta'ala assists you through that test. Allah Ta'ala assists you, trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَلَى اللَّهِ فَلْيَتَوَكَّلِ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ It is upon Allah that the believers should trust. Place your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, this does not mean that we should not adopt the means. We take the necessary protection when it comes to our homes, when it comes to the security of our vehicles. In the same way, we will adopt whatever means it is to protect ourselves, to protect our families, to protect our properties and our businesses. And then we will trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I had mentioned to one brother, that in the battle of Uhud, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam wore two coats of armor. The one who had the greatest reliance in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wore two coats of armor. And yet after wearing two coats of armor, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was still injured in the battle of Uhud. Now, na'udhu billahi min dalik, if somebody has to say that what was the point wearing two coats of armor when he still got injured? If somebody has to say that, we will say this person is Gustakh-e Rasul. He has got no respect for the Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had the greatest level of respect, yet he adopted not one measure of security, but double measure of security. And despite double measure of security, still, meaning that you will adopt the means, but the means will not protect you. Allah is the one who grants protection. You can adopt every single means you wish to, but if Allah ta'ala wishes that difficulty or something has to happen, it will happen. But we are an ummah who follows the shariat of Nabi Kareem Sassim and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sassim is that we adopt the means, thumma tawakkal ala Allah. We tie our camel, then we trust in Allah Ta'ala. We don't trust in the tying, but we trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us all with this quality of tawakkul. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alleviate the suffering of those who are suffering, those who are sick and ailing. Allah give them complete recovery. Those who have lost near and dear ones, Allah ta'ala fill the graves with nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the families and the kith and kin who are remaining behind. Allah give them sabr-e jameel, and Allah ta'ala give them ajr-e azeem, and Allah ta'ala grant them happiness and tranquility within their hearts. And may Allah Ta'ala make us of those who are there to support our fellow Muslim brothers and our community. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.